The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
What I'd like to discuss in this shiur, Yitz Hashem, is the geder of Ksubas Arusa. The halacha is that a husband is mechuyev to give his wife a ksuba, either when he dies, minichosov, or if he divorces her, he's mechuyev to give her from his pocket. That's clear that there's a chiyuv if they were nisuim zelaze, if they were living together. Even after erusin l'chayra, the halacha is that the husband, it's a discussion, but the halacha seems to be that the husband is mechuyev to give his wife if he divorces her minoy erusin, is mechuyev to give her ksuba. However, we see that the geder, the exact definition, and there are nafkaminis, between a ksuba that's given to an arusa and a ksuba that's given to a nesun, I think it brings out some of the underlying ideas of the chiyuv ksuba b'chlal. The chiyuv to give a ksuba is deraisa, is derabanan, is a mishnah later on in Kuf Yud. Nafkamina, whether it's deraisa, derabanan, is in how to weigh how much money. That's the mishnah in Kuf Yud, it's discussed in the first paragraph. Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah in Ksubis Daf Kuf Yud, says the Chiyuv Ksubis is Deraisa. Rashi says that we learn out from the Parsha in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says that if a man is Mefata a Naira, Naira Besulos, he's Mechuyev to give a Kesev Yishkol Kemoyer Hapsulos. What's Kemoyer Hapsulos? The amount that's given, the money, the payment that's given Hapsulos, which would seem to say that a Ksubas Al Kapan, Ksubas Besulo is Deraisa. The Rosh says that Ksuba Deiraisa is learned out from Arnis and Mufata. That's in fact that there's a financial Shiba that is Mukhiv to give her Mosayim Shekel if he divorces her. That teaches us that Ksuba is Deiraisa. The Ramban over there in Kuf Yud works with the Rais from the Psukim. He says there's no Rais, Arnis Mufata, it's something else, Knas. The Ramban says that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. If Ksuba is Deiraisa, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Comes along the Haflo. Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a few dafim ago, and he says that this whole discussion is whether Chiv Ksuba Deraisa is only on Nisua. Arusa is certainly Midirabonon, because the whole Makor, he says, like to be shown that are learning it out from Makor, so in his Mavad, is all talking about that he was boiled her. That he lived together with her, like a man lives with her, he lived together with her physically. So that's why the Chiv Ksuba would be Deraisa. Do we have a makor that if he only had a kinyan, if he was only koin to her, but there was no living together, that there would be a chiyuv ksuba? No. So on that level, the arusa, where there is no din, the husband's not living together with his wife, there the ksuba would only be derabanan. Ad kan divrei sefer ha'aflo. Let's flesh this out a little bit. The Pnei Yeshua, by the way, argues with that flaw. The Pnei Yeshua says that ksuba is arusa min ha'toyrim. Maybe he leans more to the Ramban that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Why should there be a difference between Arusa and Nesua? What would be the difference? The Rambam Mari Nevuchim, interestingly enough, the Rambam doesn't give a clear hagdara why there's a Chiyuv Ksuba. The Rambam Mari Nevuchim, when he's come to explain the underlying reason for Ksuba, explains that a Ksuba is not a Choyiv. If you do X for me, so then I owe you Y. If you provide a certain service for me, so then I owe you $100. If you marry me, then I owe you. If I divorce you, I owe you $200. He understands, the Rambam Mernavuchim understands that Ksuba is not a choiv that's created b'shas gerushin. If I'll divorce you, then I owe you X sum of money. No. He says that the Ksuba is the schar, is the payment, so to speak, of the issues itself. The price of having the schuz, having the ability to live with this woman as a man lives with a wife, is the financial commitment to her. I say the word financial commitment as opposed to a choyv, we'll get back to that. Why is there a difference? It's not just the choyv of 200 zuz, but it's the commitment. The same way there's other commitments that he has to her. There's the commitment of the zaynois, there's the commitment of pikun or refuasa. All these are not just sums of money, but it means that a husband is mechuyev financially as well as emotionally to take care of his wife. Ksuba means also that even after he goes, after he's no longer there for her, he's still mechuyev to provide for her. So we understand from the Rambam that the idea of a ksuba is not just a financial choyev, He's mechuyev, since she married him, she's mechuyev to her kach v'kach when they get divorced. But it's the choyev is an outgrowth of the financial commitment that he has to for living together with her. The living together with her, we understand why Chazal say that somebody who gets married, if he marries her beloy ksuba, havalei bilaznus, because a beila living together with her physically, without the commitment shaboy, is nothing. It's hefkeres. The idea is that the living together with her, to turn that into married life, there has to be commitment. If there's no commitment, it's bilaznus. So that's what the Rambam is telling us. And Mela, what we understand is in the Lamdus also, that the Choyv is not created by the Gerushin. The Choyv is created by them living together. So we understand that the Haflah understands in the Sugya that Ksubas Arusa doesn't have that. Ksubas Arusa is not more than a Kinyan. He married her, gave her a Pruto, or something the equivalent of a Pruto. So he's Mechayiv himself also a Ksuba. That's a Musig Deraisa. That's financial commitment. That's not a... it's not part of the living together. We'll see that there's enough community at this point. But that's what that flaw means, that the Ksubas Arusa is not a shibur of the issues itself. It's a choiv moment. It's a choiv moment for the Kenyan. The same way, in order to be kind to her, he had to give her a ring, he had to give her a shavah pruta. So he had to give her also a financial choiv. Same way, if I want somebody to be my lawyer, I could pay him $100 an hour. Plus, I could say that if you'll take on the case, so I have a company in 2 years from now, I'm shabbat you now, that in 2 years from now or in 10 years from now, I'm going to give you a certain amount of stock in the company. That's purely financial. That doesn't go into the lawyerhood itself. It's not part of the job. It's payment for the job. So we can say that Ksubas Arusa is like a payment, a shibur that he accepts on himself, because she was Meshavatim, but not that it's part of the married life itself. The Gemara on the previous daf, Mem Zayin of Abay, says that Kfuras Ishtoi is Tachas, the fact that when she dies, why does he have to pay for a Kfura? Because he has financial gain, so to speak, from her death, he Yashins her Ksuba. What does it mean, he Yashins her Ksuba? So Taisu says, don't say that that is because he yashins that he doesn't have to give her the ksuba of mona mosayim. Because what are you going to say by orus? Ksuba sarusa is a chiyuv. Taisu says ksuba sarusa lamaisa. If she predeceases him, if between the eris and the soon she dies, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, and still he doesn't have to pay for kvura. So Taisa says, obviously, Yashning, Choiv, Mono, Messiah wouldn't be Mechayv Kvura, and Taisa explains it. The rationale is, that's not called that he Yashined. If I commit myself to somebody, $100, if they do Kach V'Kach, and then they don't do Kach V'Kach, so because I got the $100, or I only committed myself, I died to the Hakri. If he committed himself to a Ksuba Sarusa, if I die or I divorce you, then I'll pay you kach v'kach. If she died before him, so then he never was mechuyev. The choyev is only a choyev if he divorces her or if he dies before her. That's called he yashin the ksuba from her. Masha'enkin ksubas nesua is different. What's interesting is the shitim kubetzes. So what does Taisu say? Taisu says that you have to say the pshat gemara that he yashin the ksuba is going on in the dunya. With the ksuba comes a certain amount of money that's written into the ksuba. We have barichus in the next parak. How much is in the dunya? Have to make the cheshbon in the dunya. But whatever that dowry is that's written into the ksuba that he gives her, how much she brings into the marriage, he's mishabda tesefes on the ksuba kefi, how much she brings into the marriage. That if she dies first, he yashins that. He got whatever she brought to the marriage. Plus, he doesn't have to thereafter give her a large payment. So, in the middle of that revach that he has, that's the kenegadat that misakin that he has to pay for kvurasa. The problem is that's Taisus. The shita on Mem Zayin Amid Beis by us says v'shem Rabbeinu Yonison that it means pashut. You read the Gemara, the pashut, it means yosh ksubasa. Ksuba doesn't mean nedunya. Ksuba means mona mosayim. Now what do you do with Taisus kasha? Kasha, what do you do with the kasha of Arusa? See, he is what we're explaining. Our point hits very much home. Legabi this Rabbeinu Yonison. When we talk about ksubas Arusa, we're talking about a financial choiv. They weren't living together. It's not a choiv of the issues. It's not
the financial commitment, living with her is mechayiv. A husband and wife can only live together as husband and wife when there's commitment. Commitment means financial commitment as well. So mele, he's mechayiv to pay for the issues. That's an expression of the issues, is that he has a financial commitment to her. He has a financial chiyuv to take care of her. Arusa doesn't have that. He's not living with her. They're not living together as husband and wife. They're living 1,000 miles away from each other. Novos, since she was allowed him to be coin to her, so he commits to her a certain amount of money. But it's purely financial. It's a financial takon. It's a financial device. In that understanding, we understand that that wouldn't be called that he yashin. Ksubas arusa. What was the kasha of Taisus? Then why doesn't the orus, since he saved the money on Masayim, not having to give his wife a ksuba? Why isn't that mechayiv him kuras ishta? The Teretz says he didn't yashin it. He was only mechayiv himself financially if he predeceases her or he divorces her. Like we said, if the tnai wasn't this guy, she dies before him, he's not mechayiv. That's called he yashin to her. It's not called he yashin. It's called he was never mechayiv himself to her. Mashen king ksuba saru nesua. There we have what we said from the Rambam. The Aflah is telling us that ksubas nesua is the marriage itself. Is the commitment of living together with her. He lived together with her. So Be'etzim, he has that financial commitment to take care of her. And now, even though that financial commitment is there, the same way Bechayeo, you have to support her financially with Mezoinis, Rufua, Perkoina, all the dinim that are discussed in the Mishnayis by us, he also has a thing to provide, keep on providing for her after they're not married anymore, but that's all part of the marriage. The marriage is there. The Chiv exists. Not a chiv that's chala achar moisoi. It's a chiv that's there. As soon as there's a marriage, there's financial commitment. That's the only way they can live together as husband and wife. And he doesn't have to pay? That's called the yashin the ksuba from her. So mel the Rabbeinu Yonis in his kafta v'ferach. Ksubas nesua, we answer both kashas with one shot. The ksubas nesua is the marriage, and therefore it's called that he yashin her if she died before him. He's mechuyev bikvur also. It's another part of the financial commitment that he has. L'chvoido, even after she dies, he's mechuyev to pay for kvur also. Masha'en king, ksubas arusa is a financial commitment. The financial, nothing to do with the marriage itself. It's for the kinyan that she was caught with him. He has a chiv to give her a certain amount of money if she died before him. He doesn't have a chiv. If he doesn't have a chiv, he didn't yashin from her, so therefore he's not mechuyev to pay for her kvura. There's another din which also registers in this type of discussion. That's the din of Medrash Ksuba. Medrash Ksuba is a din in the sugis of Agunis, the end of Yevamis, where the din is that we're matir and isha l'shuk with edus that we wouldn't normally use. Mishum igun akil barabon neirechod mesiach lefitumoy. And the halach is over there, Medrash Ksuba, that since the loshen of the Ksuba, the commitment of the Ksuba is that she's muteris l'shuk, so she gets money from her husband. So that's true, even though we don't believe the Eid Echor of Aguna for financial matters. We're not moirid achim l'nachlo when we're matir l'shuk. Still, the halach is that we give her a Ksuba, it's called Medrash Ksuba. So the Avin Lum explains in Simur Kuf by those halachas. What's the gather of this din? If you don't believe the erechot of agunot for financial matters, why a ksuba yes? It says because that's the way he was mechayiv himself. The financial commitment that he made, he was mechayiv himself, that if she leaves his possession, if she's allowed to be muteres lezhuk, the aloch is he has to pay a ksuba. That kach this chayvus that he accepted on himself when he first got married. And even if the heter was betoys, because we don't actually believe the erechot legabe financial matter, still baloch is he was mechayiv himself. The way we're explaining ksuba is a little bit questionable. This agdor, the agdor of the room sounds like a financial. The way we explain ksuba's arusa, what we could say is that the gather of Medrash Ksuba is that since the Ksuba has nothing to do per se with him dying, like we said, him dying, it just means that his financial commitment to her in the marriage itself goes even after he's no longer here. After he divorces her, after he dies, the halacha is he continues to be responsible for her, and you use his nechasim to take care of her for a certain extent of time. up to the chiyuv of ksuba. L'chayu, that's all part of the chiyuv of ksubas nisuin. So we can understand that even if l'maisa we don't believe per se for financial matters, but the sheirish of a chiyuv ksuba is the marriage itself. And if the marriage is over, because we allow her to be yotza l'shuk, so then we look at the ksuba as an outgrowth of the marriage. The marriage is over because she's allowed to get married. She's muteres l'shuk. Then he's mechuyev to give her a ksuba. His nechosim are mechuyev to give her a ksuba. What about a ksuba sarusa? The way we're explaining ksuba sarusa would be hard to understand the din of medrash ksuba. Ksuba sarusa is a financial chiv. It's a chiv like any other chiv in the Torah. It's not mehilchas ishus. It's a choivas moment that a husband accepts on himself when he gets married. We don't believe the edim for financial matters. That's a point to ponder. That the din of medrash ksuba has more hasbara the way we're saying in ksubas nisua than ksubas arusa. And one last point to mention is that we're describing shibudi issues as the mitzius that a husband lives with his wife. There's a commitment, there's an emotional commitment, there's a physical commitment, there's a financial commitment. That's all part of marriage. Marriage means commitment. L'chayr, that's only when they're living together physically. What you do is that the Rambam Nisuri Bia Perek Yutes Aloch Gimel says that Nichnis Alechupa, which she has a din Be'ula, is the same thing as Be'ula. Nichnis Alechupa and Be'ula are the same thing. Halachically, the Rambam over there happens to be discussing a Kohen that was married to a Grusha. If he's only Mekadosh, even though he's not allowed to be Mekadosh, it's not Chal on him the din that he's possible for Avoidah. It's only when he's living together with her, but if he's machnaser l'chupa, he becomes a chol, she becomes a chalola. She would thereafter, let's say she's an almona, and she gets married to a kohen god, let's chal her a psul, to thereafter get married to any kohen. She's a din of a chalola. Why? Because she has a din of a bula. Why does she have a din of a bula? She's a din of a l'chupa. She's ro'ui l'bia. So we have to say the Rambam took that commitment of issues, which the Rambam says also in the Zichus, in Perek Yud Aleph, that if a woman was nichnas al chuppa, she has a ksubas meya, she has a din of a bu'ula, va'avabi the Rambam says, she'em psula is hoyl v'cheskas ha'nesua shetiboyol, va'rein ki bu'ula is l'choldovish, tzchalan her a din bu'ula. That means that the din of a husband and wife, that the marriage is mechayiv, is not only when they actually have been together physically, but it's even when the relationship has that din for them to be together physically. That also creates that level of shibud, where it's not only that there is shibud the moment, like we said the ksuba is, but there's the shibud of the marriage itself. That itself would create a choyvas ksubas nesuin, which, like I was saying from that floor, that would be deraisa, as opposed to the ksuba sarusa, which would only be derabon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.